bathroom. Neither one of them has toilet paper stuck to her boots. Where is the justice?
Have you noticed that Melinda has her own way of talking? She says she's been dropped like a hot Pop-Tart on a cold kitchen floor. She could have just used an old expression, dropped like a hot potato. But the way she put it is much more creative. Let's keep reading near the top of page 22 where it says, I need a new friend.
I need a new friend. I need a friend, period. Not a true friend. Nothing close or share clothes or sleep over giggle giggle yak yak. Just a pseudo friend, disposable friend. Friend as accessory. Just so I don't feel and look so stupid. My journal entry for the day. Exchange students are ruining our country. Heathering. As we ride home on Heather's bus, she tries to bully me into joining a club. She has a plan. She wants us to join 5 clubs, one for every day of the week. The tricky part is choosing the clubs that have the right people. Latin club is out of the question, as is bowling. Heather actually likes bowling. It was a big thing in her old school. But she has seen our bowling lanes, and she could tell that no right person would set foot in there. When we get to Heather's house, her mother meets us at the door. She wants to hear all about our day, how long I've lived in town, and asks little sideways questions about my parents so she can figure out if I'm the kind of friend she wants for her daughter. I don't mind. I think it's nice that she cares. We can't go in Heather's room because the decorators aren't finished. Armed with a bowl of orange popcorn and diet sodas, we retreat to the basement. The decorators finished that